It's a midweek school night at Miami Beach Senior High School. Students, their parents, and siblings are waiting in the school's library to get on a computer and answer a lot of questions.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Maria Sawell. Buenas noches a todos. Bonjour, ça va? Bonsoir. No? ¿Hay alguien que hable otro idioma? Is there anybody that speaks another language? No.
This is a FAFSA marathon, where Sawell and experienced counselors will walk families through filling out the financial aid application. Ana E. Hurtado wants to study political journalism. She and her mother, Susanna Rayner, quickly run into their first obstacle.
Do I have to add all universities right now?
Yes.
Yeah?
Okay.
And if I am you, I do it in preference of, you know.
Yeah, top
yes,
two.
You need
exactly.
to decide the, okay. the term. And then
okay.
make your priority list.
Yeah.
Thank you.
NIE quickly has to choose which schools are most important to her. The ranking can influence how much financial aid they offer.
Okay, George Uno. Washington.
Dos.
U.S.
UF. Esto es
Gainesville. FIU.
Eight Miami-Dade high schools are holding a series of similar sessions this winter and spring. It's just one of many efforts across the state to increase the percentage of students who fill out the FAFSA. Statewide, 50% of high school graduates submitted an application last year. That's decreased slightly over the past few years. And because Florida has more low-income students than most states, students are missing out on a pile of money. The Florida College Access Network says at least $130 million in federal grants. That's free money for college. It's not a loan. Many have said the form should be simpler. U.S. Senator Lamar Alexander from Tennessee talked about how he would change the FAFSA last month.
And it will turn these 108 questions into two. One about amount of family income and one about the size of family.
And that's the way it should be. Who cares about everything else?
Miami Beach College advisor Maria Sawell again. Experts say many students don't fill out the form because they assume they won't be eligible for money. Other students struggle to answer all the questions, which require detailed tax information, what parents earn, checking account balances, the value of real estate, but not the house you live in, the parents' net worth, but don't include any farms with fewer than 100 employees. You get the point. At the Miami Beach FAFSA Marathon, a handful of students walked out before finishing. About 90 minutes in, the first families submitted their applications.
Yay.
Yeah.
yes.
Anaí Hurtado had trouble finding the right income figure for her mother and father, Horacio.
Pero esto es
con el W-2.
But they submitted Anaí's FAFSA nearly 2 hours after arriving. The Federal Education Department says it should take about 55 minutes to complete. The Hurtados say it's time-consuming, but not that tough.
The website didn't give you, like, tell you where you needed it. For the people are the one that told
Absolutely.
You. It's from here, it's from there.
This is all new for us.
Absolutely.
So we don't have experience, so...
Yes, yes.
But it's not difficult. It's not difficult.
She even got an estimate of just how much financial aid she can expect. Now, she'll wait to see how much additional aid colleges will offer. This year, for the first time, Florida schools will be able to track whether each student has filed their FAFSA yet. With State Impact Florida, I'm John O'Connor in Miami.